Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I pleasantly surprised here at Odyssey Minneapolis when we get the email saying we're having a holiday party and not just the old potluck here at the station. We're actually going and having a holiday party on site. We haven't had one for many, many years, and it begs the question, what is the situation with holiday parties? How are restaurants going to handle this upcoming holiday season? We thought we'd bring in Joy Summers. She writes for the Star Tribune, joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Joy, thank you so much for the time, as always. Where do we stand? I know there's a little bit of trepidation because a lot of restaurants aren't seeing the bookings here early on. Do we expect that to change?
We're hoping that's going to change. I'm hoping a lot of other people like me are last-minute planners, last-minute party planners, and we're hopefully going to start picking up. There's so many really cool restaurants with party rooms and so many cool spaces that you can host a holiday gathering that we're really hoping that we're going to see this needle start to move where people are enjoying getting together at really cool spaces. Like, there's a new restaurant in Northeast Minneapolis Food Building called Diane's Place from the James Beard Award nominated chef Diane Mua. And I'm telling you, that party room in her building is so cool. Soaring ceilings, bright natural light, and her food's incredible. So we have the spaces. People just don't seem to be booking quite yet.
I was reading an article by your coworker Dita Pass about this, about how election trepidation may have something to do with at least the procrastination. Is that true? Can you explain that? Why that would be?
Well, I think that a lot of people have been hanging on what is the future and what's going to happen next. And I understand that wanting to schedule a big party when, I don't know, you're feeling those feelings of trepidation. I think that there's a lot of things that people kind of hold their breath for, and you're waiting, and a presidential election is a seismic shift in what we're expecting will be coming down the road in January. And like anything where some people are feeling comforted by it and some people are feeling trepidation, it can keep changing, but the holidays are coming no matter what.
Yeah.
It's an excellent excuse to start eating. It gets dark at it's getting dark right now.
Right. Like that 4:30 buffet line. Yeah.
Start getting together with people and eating comfort food. I don't know what it is.
Well, that's one thing. Having a holiday party, companies booking those spaces or family and friends booking spaces. But just generally for people who just go out, the holidays typically, it's got to be a big time where they're saying, this is the time we're going to obviously be busy over the next couple of weeks. We need to find some time to go out ourselves. How's that demand right now?
Well, I will say, as somebody who goes out to eat on a regular basis, we're having a huge push right now of new restaurants. A lot of people are trying to get their doors open before what they're hoping is going to be this big holiday rush. I was in a new place in St. Paul called Russell that took over Tavern on Grand's space on Grand Avenue. And I'm going to tell you, the bar and dining room were packed. Huh. And it's a Tuesday. So my lived-in experience is that people are starting to do that big gathering, especially around places that are new, especially if it's someplace new like that, that's in a super dense neighborhood that's probably been really anxious to get inside those doors.
How important is the holiday season for restaurants, not only in obviously the foot traffic they get from people just going out and about in the parties, but also the people who, you know, are buying gift cards? So the, you know, a lot of people, it's more experience than they want something tangible like a pair of socks. Give me a gift card to a great restaurant. How key is this time of year?
It's everything. This is huge. Like, we always have a cyclical business cycle that we're in right now, where everybody's pushing to get the doors open on new restaurant spaces. And then February, that's usually when everybody's staying in. It could snow. It could be 40 below zero. The restaurants usually have to kind of tighten their belt straps. And that's usually the time, too, that we start to hear about places that were hanging on if they don't make those holiday numbers. It's usually when they make the decision if it's time to say goodbye.
You've written about Gray's Food Hall, of course, the North Loop, obviously a continued success story, and the Food Hall success story continues. Tell us about Gray's.
Yes, well, talking about a party place, they have this whole upstairs area that's going to be soon full of really cool activities, because the new owners are Travail, the chef collective from Robbinsdale, that are known for throwing incredibly outrageous, dedicated, delicious parties. These are guys where I've been to dinners where people are eating strips of cured Iberico ham off of chandeliers. You never know what you're going to be doing when these guys are involved. And they're really, really connected with the hospitality industry in town. They've brought in two of the most exciting new restaurant tours in town. Nixta, which owns Nixta Tacos in Northeast, is going to be opening a taco stand inside Gray's in hopefully the early part of next year. And then Rectangle Pizza, which creates these Detroit-style pizzas that have become a sensation, they're going to open up their first thin crust, like Midwestern proper cut in squares, I get the triangle piece on the corner first pizza. And that is going to be opening, I think, later next year. That's our optimistic hope. They promise there's going to be a lot more really cool things. They've brought in Molly Herman, who used to run events over at Malcolm Yards, to create and help facilitate some of their events that they have coming up. And it just sounds like this place that was already an incubator for cool up-and-coming restaurants is about to get even bigger. There's going to be more opportunities for cool food, more opportunities for weird events. Like, they have a haunted basement bar at their restaurant that's just kind of, I don't know, there's no bounds with their ideas. It's never going to be what you expect, but it's almost always really fun.
I didn't hear a word you said after you said a chandelier of Iberian ham. Now, that was I kind of lost you after that, Joy. I got to be honest. I was just thinking about that. And I'm thinking, boy, what a great idea for Christmas to get just a chandelier of ham.
Just a chandelier of fine cured ham.
Hey, before we let you go, you know, obviously during COVID, a lot of us said, hey, well, let's help out local restaurants. We'll order out our Thanksgiving meal. How popular is that still?
Well, I think it's still really popular once we realize that doing dishes from cooking every single item on the Thanksgiving plate sucks. Maybe that's just me. Yeah. Or I've learned to embrace my Pinterest fail reality that I should buy a pie from a professional. Yeah. So I love that in addition to, you can just outsource the whole meal, or you can order the bits and pieces that fill it in from your favorite restaurant that's just down the street, or you can go like all out and get some of the finest chefs, the best pastry chefs, to create some kind of a dish that'll really wow the people around your table and allow you to outsource a little bit of that stress.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joy. Thanks for the time. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Joy Summers from the Star Tribune, the Minnesota Star Tribune.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Proper.
You still have you adjusted to the new Minnesota Star Tribune?
No, it's still the Star Tribune to me.
Okay, very good. It's 247 on CCO.